The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Hello. Happy Sunday. Okay, so there's a huge football game today. The Packers are playing. So on my Facebook page, there's a guy named Mitch Kelly. He's been in media and radio and TV forever here in Vegas. And he's been wearing a certain pair of socks for the last 8 Packer games. And they've won all 8 Packer games because he's been wearing these socks. We'd like to, it's that whole butterfly effect thing. It's because he's wearing these socks that the Packers are winning. So I posted on Facebook to make sure that Mitch Kelly was wearing these socks for today so the Packers can win today. So send out the good mojo because we want the Packers to win. So I'm going to go right to the calls. I'm going to go to this international call here because I don't normally get international calls, so I always like to pay attention to those when they call in. So let's get them on the air. Hi, you're live. Hello. With Mona. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Akasha. I'm phoning from France.
Oh, well, how did you find the program?
I've been following you I phoned in before, and I've been following you for, like, 3 years now, I think. And I love you, and I love your show. And I've been listening to loads of your old shows recently on my phone, and I just
awesome.
Love you. And my mom loves you, too. We both listen.
Oh, how sweet. Well, what's your question for me today?
So it's regarding my love life, so just what you see for my love life.
Okay.
Or is that too vague, or is that okay?
Oh, no, no. No, we can do that
okay.
Subject. The vague questions are, what do the cards want to tell me? Because
okay.
What happens is when I get into that with someone, it's a full reading, because I just start going
yeah,
into
yeah,
everything
cool.
with you. So when you just focus on a specific subject, then I can help. Okay. Ooh. Wow. Have you ever thought about becoming a little bit more politically involved with what's important to you in your heart? Because what I'm seeing here is that there's the way your love life is supposed to move forward is by you showing off your passion for something in a group of people in some way. So whatever it is that you love or anything that you really care about is coming up here in the cards as the motivation for you to find this other great love. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Totally. I totally see what you mean. Yep.
So what's interesting is that it's talking about something that you end. So it probably means that you're ending any past relationship that
yeah,
is,
I'm going
has not
through
moved.
A divorce.
Okay. All right. Well, then that makes sense. Because what it's saying here is there's a closure that has to happen. And the more politically dignified you are through this process, the more fair you are through this process, and it doesn't mean that he gets everything. That's not what I mean.
Yeah.
What I mean
yeah.
is that it has to be as equitable as possible when the two of you separate, because the more gracious that you can let this go, the quicker the new love relationship starts to bloom in your life. Because what it's saying here is that you know, the man that you're divorcing is somebody that was supposed to be in your life for the time that he was in your life, okay?
Yeah.
And there needs to be closure and blessing connected with that. But the new man that's coming into your life is actually somebody that treats you like the most amazing person that's ever been in his life.
Okay.
You actually feel like you're something special with this person, and he is absolutely devastated and shocked that your soon-to-be ex-husband would treat you the way he did.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So, but we have to put a closure to the ex-husband as soon as possible, because what it's saying here is that you meet this new man, or this relationship really gets going. March, April, May is when this person comes into your life. It's like those 3 months are power months for you. And what it's saying here is, though, you may not end up marrying this new person. You may end up just living your life as he being your companion of choice for the rest of your life. That marriage is not the goal. It may be.
I want to get married again. Yeah, that makes sense.
So what it's saying here is it's your companion of choice. It's somebody that, because there's so much freedom connected with the relationship, it feels more authentic, it feels more real, it feels more loving, because you're with each other by choice. So what I'm getting here in your reading is that it's time for you to pull back your power, realize that there's nobody in the world like you, and that this is a great year for romance for you. And it's the right relationship. It's not someone you feel like you have to watch over his shoulder. It just feels very real and organic and authentic.
That makes sense.
All right,
brilliant.
My friend. Well, thank you for
thank
the call.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Great, and I'm going to download your energetic, what's it called again?
Oh, the 90-day energy reset?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's awesome.
I really want to do that.
And, you know,
so
the
thank
other thing
you
is
so much for everything.
Well, you're welcome. The other thing you want to download is on your phone. You want to download Dice Wisdom.
Yeah, I want to get that, but my phone is too old. I need to get a new phone.
No.
I've tried 2 years ago, and it was too old back then.
You're
but,
so cute.
So I need a new phone, and I'll get it.
You're
I'd love
so
to
funny.
Have that.
All right. Well, thank you for your call,
lots
and thank
love.
You for finding
thank
me
you.
There in France. Love you, too.
Great,
okay,
thank
bye.
You. Bye.
What a sweetheart. You know, I have to tell you guys, it always amazes me when people from around the world find my program, because, you know, I am of the belief that the people that are meant to find me will find me. That's how I've always operated my business, is that the right people find me. We connect on all the right levels, and that's how it's supposed to happen. All right, I'm going to go to area code 310. Hello, 310. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Vince.
Oh, hi, Vince. I haven't heard from you in forever.
Yeah. I want to call because I have one question. I was supposed to go into work on Friday, and I was supposed to go into work tonight. And when I went in on Friday night, my boss told me that he got an email from the warehouse manager that I can't work until I have a meeting with my boss, Gary, on Monday morning at 9. So I'm wondering if they're going to fire me.
Okay, see, here's the thing, Vince, and we've been talking for several years, so I have a very, very strong understanding of you as a person, because I every time I hear your voice, it's like I'm waiting to hear something slightly different, and then I don't hear it. So here's what I'm getting, is that there is a part of you that when you start any job that expects to get fired. That when you go into a new job, there's a part of you that, because it's happened before, that there's a part of you.
It's happened several times, yeah.
Right. But see, the thing is that you almost go in with that expectation, all right? And when you go in with that preconceived idea, it's almost as if, even though it's uncomfortable, it feels normal and familiar to you, all right? So here's the thing, is that when you have this meeting tomorrow, what they want to find out when you have this meeting is if you're actually going to be a valued employee that's all in, all right? So when you have this meeting, what it's saying, now, by the way, I'm going to tell you the answer to your question right now, but I'm giving you this big caveat before because there's an attitude that you need to adopt. What are you doing? Because I'm hearing all this rustling.
I'm not doing anything. I don't know where it's coming from.
Oh, okay. Do you hear all that noise?
The only thing that's happening is maybe like the furnace behind me is humming, but that's it.
Okay, because it sounded like someone was moving a bunch of stuff like pots and pans around you. So, because it was whatever it was coming right through the phone. So, what it's saying here is that when people ask me a yes or no question, and your yes or no question is am I going to get fired tomorrow? All the cards are coming up reversed, which means no, you're not going to get fired tomorrow. All right. There is, however, something you need to do to show them that you're committed to the job. And it's a vibration that you need to take on, which is not a preconceived idea of how things have gone in the past or how things might go in the future. It's by staying right in the moment. And one of the things that you need to learn, Vince, is staying right in the moment. And how can you be the best employee that you can be right in the moment, okay? So when you have this meeting on Monday, and they say, you know, Vince, we're a little concerned about your performance. So if you've been showing up late, if you've been doing anything that would make them look at you cross-eyed, that's when you address it, okay? So if you've been showing up late, if there's somebody around you that you don't care for or doesn't like you, it's when you bring all this up. And the way you bring it up is, because what I'm getting here is that there's a coworker that you have upset in some way. What's that?
You know, I can't think of anything because, see, my whole philosophy, and I learned the hard way, is this, that even if there's someone, a coworker that I don't like, you know, during break time, during lunch time, after work, before work, I don't have to hang around with them. But while we're on the floor working, I respect them, and I'm there to help them, whatever they need to do. And I also, at the same time, would hope that they have shown me the same courtesy, and I'm very polite to them. But that's it. You know,
There's a coworker here that has, for whatever reason, decided to take a dislike to you. Now, who is that?
I can't really think of anybody offhand.
Okay. Because there's a card that's the beginning of all this that says that you're not coming across as a team player. So
that's really strange because I'm very helpful.
Okay, then let me ask you this question. Because what I'm getting is that you've become sort of so detached from your workplace that people don't think that you're committed in some way. Because what I'm seeing is there's a card here that says that you might eat lunch by yourself and not eat with other people.
Now that's completely true because I usually take later breaks. Because I like to be by myself, and come break time, lunch time, I like to be by myself. I keep to myself. I'm very quiet. I don't get involved in horrific conversations like politics or anything like that. So I stay away from all of that. I stay away from rumors.
But that's the reason why you're being called into the office tomorrow. Now you need to come up with a way of explaining that doesn't sound like you're a snob. Okay? The way I would explain it if I were you is just say, well, you know, I usually take my break a little later because I like quiet time during my break. And what they're going to say to you is, well, it's coming across as though you don't like anybody. And the thing is that you've got to learn to get along with people without bringing up political stuff, because you can get to know people without bringing up political stuff. And the way
right.
to get to know people is not, it's not about bringing up volatile subjects. It's about asking them about them. For example, what do you do for fun when you're not working? Great question to ask people.
Okay. There really isn't anything of it. I mean, I love to work out, but I just can't afford to go to the gym right now.
Okay, but you can go for a walk. The thing is that
right.
is that I'm. You can ask other people those questions. And in other words, what you do is you're in your way trying to get to know people. Because I want to tell you, the biggest reason they're calling you in is because they think that you're not a team player. And you need to
okay.
say, well, it takes me a while to get to know people, and I wish there were more, like, community things for the group to do together, like a bowling night or something like that, because then I'd be more likely to participate. But that's why you're being called in, is that you're being viewed as someone that's not a team player. So the way you address that is that, well, I'm still getting to know everybody, and I usually take my break a little later because I'm sometimes clumsy around new people. If you
yeah.
say it like that, they're going to be more understanding with you and not so likely to just up and fire you.
Right. Well,
okay.
I know there's been a couple of incidents with I use a pallet jack, and there's been a couple of incidents since I went on night shift with the pallet jack. The latest one was on Friday. So
okay.
Or Thursday night when I was working, Thursday night, Friday morning. So I guess maybe they just want to see where I'm at with that. And, you know, because I know that my boss likes me, because when I left work Friday morning, before I left work, I saw him and I just briefly talked to him, and he mentioned to the fact that I'm a good worker, that no one has anything bad to say about me. And we don't want to lose you. We don't want to lose a good employee like you. So,
all right. Well, then
you know,
if you need to ask for additional training, because working with that pallet jack, you might have done something that whatever, then you ask for
right.
that on Monday.
Okay.
All you do is you ask for it. Say, thank you so much for bringing this up, because I realized that I might need a little more training with this.
Okay.
So when you go into the idea that if you can go into this meeting tomorrow with the idea that they're there to help you, and if you go in with a grateful response that they're bringing that up, because they could say to you, you know, Vince, we don't want you doing the pallet jack till we give you a little bit more training. And they may assign
okay.
you to something else. You need to be very open to it. Say, oh, my God, thank you so much. Because
okay.
the more grateful you are, but your cards are not saying you get fired tomorrow. I think the cards are more about directing you some way that's going to be beneficial to you. All right,
okay.
Greg, I got to go,
well,
my friend. Talk to you later.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
All right, love you.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Bye-bye.
All right. I've got another call from area code 404. Let me get them on the air. Hello, 404. Who's this?
Good morning, Mona. It's Lolita. How are you?
Hi, Alita. What's your question?
Lolita. No, you're fine. I just wanted to know, I didn't hear back from the lawyer for U.S. Bank. So I was wondering if you see them reaching out this week. I'm going to be sending them an email also today. And I was wondering what you think.
Hey, by
up.
The way, when we talked last week, did I bring up the 21st as a power date for you?
You did. You brought up the 23rd.
Okay.
Tuesday you brought that.
You know what I was looking at? Because I have my little calendar
sure.
right in front of me. And I was actually, I kept looking at February 21st. That was the day I kept looking at, is February 21st. What's interesting here is that the more honest and open you are, the more direct you are, the more this goes in your favor. See, it's
absolutely.
Still going in your, it's still going in your favor. It's you in no way at all you were trying to do anything to deceive anybody. You weren't doing anything to cheat anybody out of any money. You were in a very, very honest place that you just couldn't afford to make the payments anymore. So you returned the equipment in amazing
yeah, you remember
shape.
Me. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, I totally remember you, because I remember when I got off the phone, I'm like, oh, crap, I was looking at the 21st of February, not the 21st of January.
No worries.
So I remembered you. So here's what you do is this is saying, that you explain it in a very pragmatic way. You say, look, I couldn't afford the payments anymore. I returned the equipment in perfect condition. And the value of the equipment, which I told you, is this. It's more than what I owed you. So you have not lost any value. And the more pragmatic and direct and efficient you are with that explanation, the more they can't argue with it.
Right. And that's how it's going to deliver today.
Right. So what you say is, how can anybody do this in the most ethical, authentic, and gracious way possible than I did it? How could I do it any different? How could I have done it any different? And they go, well, you could have just made the payments on the lease. I couldn't afford it. I did not have the money to do that. So I did what I thought was the right thing to do. And
Perfect.
You can even say, I thought that's what U.S. Bank was encouraging the right thing to do. You guys were just voted the most ethical bank in the United States.
Yeah, that's right. They were voted.
So you actually say that to them. Say, look, I basically, how could I have done this any other way? They're not going to be able to answer you. Not like you return the equipment trashed. You return the equipment that it could be leased for exactly what it was being leased for before.
Yeah, it actually can. There was minimal usage on there, totally minimal usage.
Right. And you might even say, well, could you check with the company and see if they've re-leased it? Re-leased it. In other words, leased it to somebody else.
Got you.
Now, the
Got
funny
you.
Thing is they may already have, so there's no loss of money for them.
Got you.
So Perfect. In other words, the more creative you can get about, well, wait a minute, how could I have done that any other way? You're trying to get blood out of a turnip. I can't make the payments. I return the equipment in pristine condition.
Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, today has been a very, very good day for me, like emotionally. I've just, so I totally get what you're saying. That's how I was going to just be very honest and open with everything.
Right. And the thing is to say, look, how can I make this better? Do you want me to come work part-time in the call center for your bank to make it up for you? Because I'll do that.
Okay.
I mean, you can get really creative here, but I don't think you're going to need to do that. But just say, look, I don't have the money. I don't have it to pay it. That's why I did what I thought that was the most ethical thing, was to return the equipment in pristine condition, minimally used. And you might even check with the company to see if they've already leased it to some other company, which means there'll be no loss of money.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a question that no one's posed yet, and that's why I'm happy you called back today.
No, I'm an appreciation for you, so thank you for just validating on where I'm at this present moment. Just really did a lot of clearing work and just said I'm just going to enjoy my day, no thought about everything else, and just handle it
you can
the best
handle
I can.
This. Right. You can handle this. You've handled worse.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, gal pal.
Well,
I got to let you go.
Thanks.
See you later.
Thanks.
Okay.
You got it. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. You guys, I'll be right back.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
Okay, I'm back. I've got somebody here from the 678 area code. Hello, 678. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. What's your question?
A job. I had an interview on Wednesday, and I'm trying to see if you see them offering me the job.
Let's see. You have some interesting cards here. There's a woman here that that is supposed to be your boss, who's incredibly gregarious. She's an awesome mentor for you. Did you interview with a woman that has a very engaging personality?
No, my boss would actually be a man. There was a woman in the interview, but it wouldn't be my boss. It was actually my boss's lateral, and she wasn't engaging at all.
Okay. Then I don't think this is the job. And the reason I don't think it's the job is that you have a guy showing up in your cards reverse that's kind of a dick. I don't like him, all right? You have this card here that talks about let go of any expectations connected with this job. And then you have this card that talks about working your ass off and not getting a lot of credit. So what could happen is you end up getting this job. I mean, even though the cards are saying, I don't like the job, it's saying that that should the job be offered to you, accept it. Go in with the idea that it's only temporary. And instead, seek out this woman who is incredibly engaging and thoughtful and fabulous and thinks you're all that in a bag of chips. This is the woman you're supposed to be working for, because it talks about you working with a woman who is absolutely freaking amazing, that actually puts you on a career path that you can bank on. Because whatever this next job is, they're going to work your butt off and you're not going to get a lot of reward for it. But you need the job, so I would take it, okay? But then I would immediately start looking for any woman in your city that you admire, doesn't even matter what industry it is, that you want to work for because you love her personality. Okay? As a matter of fact, I'd start looking for her now. Even, you know, as soon as we're done chatting here on the radio program, I would start looking for her now, because that's who you're supposed to be working for. This guy is he's all ego and no support.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I didn't like his demeanor. It's a good company to get into, but my hiring manager, kind of what you said, it's my personality and his personality and his boss. It was just very weird.
Here's what could happen is that you get into this job and you immediately start looking at all the personalities, women especially. You start looking at the personalities of women in other departments, and you make friends with one of them and laterally or get promoted into her department. So you getting your foot in the door is the most, maybe might be the most important thing, but you only decide to be in this job for a short amount of time and in this actual position at the same company. But there's a woman here that you are going to, that you are going to, she's going to rock your world career-wise. So you could get the job, but immediately start looking at the personalities of other departments, women especially, that it may be a shift from what you've done before, but the way to approach her would be, oh, my God, I've always wanted to be involved in marketing. Oh, my God, I've always wanted to be involved in the trade show side of things. I've always wanted, in other words, you admire her like, oh, I would do anything in the world to work for you. Okay?
Okay.
Because if what it's saying here is that the ending card is all talking about your five-year potential. So if you can get your foot in the door, because they're having a hard time finding people for this job, okay? So you getting your foot in the door might be just the most important thing, even if you have to work at a job that's kind of crappy till about August.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But then you immediately, as soon as you get the job, you start looking at other departments and other places in that company you want to work. And so what I would do is tomorrow I would deliver donuts to the company, specifically to the guy you interviewed with.
Oh, you can't do that.
What do you mean you can't do that? What do you mean?
You just can't walk into a company and leave donuts and they give them to them.
Why not?
You can't.
Says who? I've actually coached people how to get jobs by doing that. Is that they've applied for a job or they have interviewed for a job, and as a thank you note, they bring, you know, three boxes of Krispy Kreme or Winchell's donuts with a thank you note on the top addressed to the person they interviewed with. Thank you so much for the opportunity to meet with you. It was awesome. I can't wait to I'm looking forward to our next step together. Sincerely, Kathy. Why can't you do that?
I couldn't even get through security to even drop them off. And even if you drop them off, then they will go to security and they will dump them. That's corporate America. It's there. You can't even get email addresses unless you know this person like you interview.
Because, see, here's what I would do. I would do it anyway. And if security ends up enjoying your donuts, the note will still get to whoever you interviewed with.
No.
Did you send an actual handwritten thank you note?
You do an email thank you note?
No, did you send an actual handwritten thank you note?
No.
Okay, but you just sent an email thank you note?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just want to let you know that yes, there's lots of weird ways that you can get jobs out there, right? What I'm letting you know is that the person that stands out is usually the one that gets the job. So, you're talking about corporate America, but it's still dealing with people. It's still doing the extra mile. And there was a gal that called my radio program about a year ago that ended up getting hired with a company specifically because I told her to do two things. In the interview, wear bright colors, like a bright blue or a bright green, something that's memorable and bright, not so somber and serious, all right? The second thing I told her to do was to actually deliver Krispy Kreme donuts as a thank you. And she ended up getting the job. And this was with a big major airline. She got the job. And it's because she did something a little bit unusual. The thing is that even if you delivered the donuts to security, you can even say, you know, hey, I know that you guys might not be able to take these up to the front, but if you could get the note to John, let's say the guy's name's John, that if you can get the note to John that I really enjoyed his interview, that'd be great. And maybe you guys take a box of donuts and enjoy them yourself. But what it's saying here is that the guy you interviewed with, if you don't get the job, girl, you dodged a bullet. If you do get the job,
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
What it's saying is that you immediately look for another department to transfer to within about 6 to 8 months after you're there. Working for a woman that I absolutely adore, because you're supposed to be working for this woman. Now, her coloring is dark hair, light eyes. She's incredibly engaging. She's almost a little motherly with people. So she's somebody that it's like when she meets you and you're part of her team, she makes sure you're okay. That's the kind of nourishment you need in your career next, in my opinion.
Okay.
So I hope that helps. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the look, another 404 area code. How funny. Hello, 404. Who's this?
Hello, this is Charlotte. Excuse me, I got
Hi, Charlotte.
This morning.
That's all right. What's your question for me today?
Is my friend John there's an issue of some sort. He's acting a bit strange. Is he seeing someone else?
Well, when you say your friend John, when you say friend, are you saying friend with benefits, or are you saying friend as in boyfriend?
Boyfriend.
Okay. Here's the thing. I don't see that he's dating anybody else, okay? But what I do see here is that he may be spending more time with a guy friend.
Okay.
It doesn't have anything to do with him not thinking that you're fabulous. But what I'm seeing here is that he is it seems like he's spending more time with a guy friend.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, here's the thing is that what I'm getting with John is that this is not a guy that's leaning toward ever getting married.
Okay.
So as long as you can look at him, like there was a woman I did at the top of the hour from France that called in that I said that her next relationship. Okay, so this is what it feels like with John, is that John is looking for someone that can be his companion of choice and he can have a good time with and he can spend time with and all that's wonderful, but he's not looking to get married. So if you're looking to get married, John's not the one that you should be putting all your energy to.
Okay.
If you're not looking to get... Good.
At one time, it seemed as if he was headed that way. What happened?
Well, you know, here's the thing. It's not that he doesn't regard you well. He does. It's just that he may have seen a lifestyle with you that he didn't want to have totally moving forward. Still wanted you to be a part of his life, but didn't necessarily want it to be that vibe. Or it could be that you presented yourself as somebody that liked to do a lot of the same things he did, and then now that the relationship has moved forward, you don't really like to do those things.
That is true.
Charlotte, you're cracking me up. So the thing is that there is another man here coming up in your cards that's not John.
Mm-hmm.
And what it's saying here is that he may have done you a little bit of a favor by kind of taking a bit of a step back, because this other man, I like John, don't get me wrong, he's a great guy, but the other guy I'm seeing here I like better.
Yeah, I could imagine. John does have his faults. But
So here's the thing. You're not going to end up alone, Charlotte. And what I would do is still date John when you get to date John and go out and do nice things with him. But this other man is the one I like better. And this other man is likely to be a Taurus, Virgo, or Capricorn, dark hair, dark eyes, somebody that is just very, very easygoing, and likes a lot of the same things you do. So that's why I think this other guy's a good fit, that John might have been a catalyst for you to open your heart and be open to the idea of having a relationship, but John may not be the one that you end up with. And that's okay.
Yeah. All right. You have the right.
All right, gal pal.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. See you later.
Bye. Bye.
Okay, bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 216 area code. Hello, 216. Who's this?
Hello. How are you today? My name is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. What's your question?
Hello. I'm waiting for a decision, and hopefully I'll get one this week. Is it from one company? Do you feel it's going to be positive?
Let's see. Is this company going to be a client of yours, or you're looking to get hired by them? Well, you have this card of success that actually releases a burden from you in some way, and that the burden might be the worry about finances. It's also saying here that you've worked really, really, really hard to get to this point. The only caveat, okay, the only caveat I'm seeing with this is that they're looking for someone that's a good fit politically in that company. So tell me where your advantage would be to be a good fit politically.
Wow, I probably would have to. It is very political. I can imagine. I guess I would have to go along with all the people in the company, dress the same. I'm not really a tight suited dresser.
I need to back up. I'll ask it this way. Do you think that you're somebody that can get along with the various ego-driven personalities in the company? Okay.
Yes.
Then if that's the case, it's saying that you're very likely to get the job. And if that's how you presented yourself as somebody that's incredibly flexible with a variety of personalities, then you're very likely to get the job.
Okay.
I also want to tell you that for you to get to this point, means you've gone through an awful lot of rigorous stuff to get to this point.
I have. That's right on.
But I want to tell you, the funny thing is that I see you getting the job, or I see you getting a job connected with whatever this company was acting for you as a catalyst in some way. So there's a right smack in the middle of your reading is a card that's called Celebration and Success. Now, here's the thing I get to throw at you, is once you get into the company, I want you to immediately start looking for either a promotion within the same company or another job that this company acts as a springboard for you to another job. Because what it's saying here is that the fact you got the job is more of a trophy than actually working the job.
Okay. Oh, that would make sense. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Okay. So there's something about the trophy of getting this job that's more important than doing the job itself, and you immediately want to start looking for whatever the next step is, whether it's within the current company that you got hired at or at a new company, because you're worth more when you're working when you find another job than when you're not.
That makes perfect sense. I've gone through so many interviews with this company. It's just incredible.
Okay, but here's the thing. There's a reason you went through this whole gauntlet, all right?
Okay.
And I'm telling you, other candidates didn't make it this far.
Okay.
Okay.
You say
so
I got about a 90% chance? Okay, it's looking good.
Well, it's looking really good, and I actually think that you're probably going to hear something on Tuesday. And the reason I get that is that Tuesday in numerology adds up to a 6. So 2 and 4, January 24th is Tuesday. The card right smack in the middle of your reading resonates the number 6. So the date, the 24th, 2 and 4 is 6. The middle card in your reading is a card called Success and resonates the number 6. So if you don't hear anything by, say, 10 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday, I want you to send a follow-up email. Just another thank you for allowing you to meet more people within the company and that you look forward to the next step.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
This, I'm telling you, you've been through an awful lot of crap to get to this point. Here's the secret with crap. You can either roll around and smell like it, or you can stomp it down and use it as fertilizer. And I see you stomping down and using it as fertilizer.
And not looking back. I know. You're absolutely
right. All right, gal pal.
Thanks
for the call.
Have a good day.
See you later. You
Bye.
Too. Bye-bye. And go Packers. Okay, I'm going to go to area code 724. Hello, 724. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Kristen.
Hi, Kristen. What's your question?
There's actually this guy, and every time I think about him, I end up seeing him. I'm just wondering what's up with that.
Well, you know, it sounds to me like this person is supposed to be important in your life because it seems like the two of you are real connected. And I mean that in a kind of cosmic spiritual way, because when you change your energy, you change everything. When you devote your energy in a direction, you change everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why sometimes when people want a guy too much and they're putting too much attention toward the guy, they can feel it and it stresses them out and they step back, which is why the gals that seem to don't give a crap about drawing a guy to them usually get all the guys they want. Because
I normally don't care. And then this guy's not really even in my life. He just shows up.
So here's the interesting thing. I want you to still behave like you're a cat and not a dog, all right? Because
mm-hmm.
a cat is detached and sort of chooses to put their attention when it suits them. A dog is all about whoever will give them attention, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I know you guys. Okay, yeah. So be more like a cat, not like a dog. Now, I know there's people out there that are dog people and cat people and are like, I can't believe she's saying that about dog people. Okay, that's not what I mean. I'm just telling you, I'm doing a big stereotype to give you an example. This guy, there's an interest here. The interest is more intellectual and spiritual than it is anything else. It will disgust him. And I'm telling you this in very, very no minced words here. It will disgust him if you throw yourself at him sexually.
Mm-hmm.
It will excite him if you throw yourself at him intellectually. If you give him something to think about or give him something to think about in a different way than he's ever thought about it before, that's how you get this guy's attention. Now, I want to tell you, this is a guy that would never cheat on you. This is a guy that would be incredibly loyal to you, but you got to get past I'm going to say, the gauntlet of the test of intelligence with him first, then a spiritual alignment, then a heart ethical alignment, then the sexual alignment. So the longer you don't have sex with this guy, and the more that you pay attention to him intellectually, and when I say that, you talk about his career goals. You talk about things that's interesting to you. These have to be authentic things. You can't fake this, okay? But there's a reason why when you think about him, you're running into him. Because for whatever reason, the universe is putting you in his path for a reason. And this is a guy that is connected to you by no other way that you've ever been connected with a guy first. And it's intellectually.
Yeah, that would be a nice change of pace.
Well, because here's the thing, is that when you can actually be with someone you can talk to, makes all the difference in the world.
Well, that's why I stay by myself, because the stupid makes my brain hurt. Like, I'm not trying to be mean, but I can't deal with it. Like, the last guy I was just dating, he's like,
okay.
But I'm so cute. And I was like, well, cute ain't paying the rent, buddy.
Okay, Kristen, okay, stupid makes my brain hurt. I love that line. I might have to be swiping that line from you because it's true. What I'm seeing here is that one of the most refreshing things you could say to him is, you know what, it's just so nice to meet a guy that's smart. It's just so nice to meet. This is so refreshing. And you can even say, I've been dating guys that, you know, they're stupid. They're making my brain hurt. You know, I'll tell you, this is a guy that if you sat down with the same Sudoku puzzle, in other words, you took a Sudoku puzzle, made a photocopy of it, you each had one, and see who finished it first.
I really don't talk to him on that level. Like,
doesn't matter. It's what I'm trying to tell you is that that's, if you want this guy because there's something interesting, there's a reason the universe is putting him in your path, then you need to start, when you do run into him, ask him questions like, wow, what do you do for fun? I keep running into you. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
There's a reason. All right, gal pal, got to go.
Thank you.
See you later. Bye. Mm-hmm. All right, I've got somebody here from the 312 area code. Hello, 312. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Karen from Chicago. How are you?
Hi, Karen. What's your question?
My question is that last Friday evening, I got into a bus accident, and I'm going to seek a new attorney. I'm going to try a law firm, and the gentleman's first name is Scott, and I'm just wondering if he would be a good person to consult with.
Yes.
Okay.
Here's
okay.
the thing, is whatever you did between the accident and now, whoever anyone else you connected with, that's a letting go. But whatever the new one is better. And it looks like the new one actually really steps up. And I hope he's with a big firm.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. He's downtown Chicago. Yes.
Yeah, this is saying absolutely, because I'm getting that there was fault, obviously not yours. There was fault here that's going to be a benefit to you. But the quicker that they're hit upside the head with it, the more beneficial it is for you. And you need a big firm to do that.
Okay. Yes.
All right,
they are
pal,
personal
thank
injury. Thank you,
all right,
Mona.
See you later. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 856 area code. Hello, 856. Who's this?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What's your first name?
Rose Maria.
Oh, hi, Rose Maria. What's your question?
Either way, I'm still in the process of looking for a new relationship or work with finances and relocation. Whatever you
okay,
think
I'm.
Up, whatever's easier.
Yeah, I'm getting work first because there's no relationship showing up in your cards here. Doesn't mean that that's not down the road, but the priority here is work. And I'm going to tell you, do you know where it's saying you find a job? Which is going to be sort of a out-of-the-blue random thing that I'm giving you. Is it says you find a job by going back to church.
Back to church.
And
cool.
I'll tell you why. Because, first of all, it aligns you spiritually with putting your issue out there to the universe, to God, all right? That's the first thing. The second thing is there's going to be somebody you meet at church that hires you. And what you do is you actually you sit with different people every single time you go, but you go at the same service every either Saturday or Sunday. You go to the same service so that you start showing up as someone that's a regular. And you can even go to more than one per week. But what you do is you know, you can actually say as you're shaking the hands of the people next to you, say, you know, please send me prayers. I'm looking for a job.
Okay.
Now, what's going to happen, you can even talk to the priest or the minister there at church and say, the reason I've come back to church is because I really need a job. And if you know of any of your parishioners that have, you know, a good company that I can get hired at, I would really appreciate the referral. That it's saying that you can have a job in 3 weeks. That's how fast this happens, girl. So I'm literally telling you that one of the fastest ways for you to get hired somewhere is by going back to church. The other thing that I would like to bring up to you is that there's an industry that's always, always, always hiring, and that is customer service and a call center. So if you were to look for call centers in your area, you can get the job that way very quickly. And all you have to do is show up with the right attitude, and you will get the job.
Okay.
But it says that you're working within 3 weeks.
Appreciate it.
All right, gal pal, thanks for the call. See you later. Okay, bye.
Bye.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you.
You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com, and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.